let's start going through the lachas of the amen. If the person hears a bracha, he answers amen. So let's just give akdama to the significance of the concept of saying amen. The Gemara says that a person who says amen, the person l'shar gan eden, that allows him to enter in the gan eden, and therefore the Ramah mentions this idea that a person should bring his children to shul, they should be zeichud to answer amen. So from the time a child answers amen, the first time he answers amen already, he's now can be zeichud to go into gan eden. So it sounds like a tremendous concept, answering amen, and we're not even clear exactly why that's so significant. We'll talk about some of the halachas of it. Exactly, it sounds like it's pretty simple to do it. Gan Eden seems to be pretty easy to get, so all you have to do is answer amen. But maybe it's not so easy to answer amen the way you're supposed to answer amen. So we'll talk about the halachas of that next week. But just one point about it. The Mora says that amen is really, it's a contraction. The three letters of amen represent three words. The first letter of the aleph comes from the word kael, Hashem's name, kael. The mem comes from the word melech, and the nun comes from the word ne'amon. Kel melech ne'amon, which is some people, before a person says Shema individually, some people add those three words, kel melech ne'amon. So amen contains these three ideas in it. The three ideas of kel melech ne'amon. Kel represents the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is the one who created the world. So the mitzad, the mice separations of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu exists. There's going to be a tkufa of melech, where Kodesh Baruch Hu in the future will be clearly the melech on the world. That's the period of the future. And the time which exists between the creation, the kael, and the melech, when Mashiach comes and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will clearly be the king, is the period of Ne'amon. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to fulfill his promises to us and bring that out. And the ability to believe in that promise and connect to that promise, that we don't see it in front of us, but we believe in it, and that connection is the ability to say amen. That's our power to say amen. We believe in that promise. So we're going to say it is true. We believe that it is true, even though we don't necessarily see it. So the power of amen is the ability that a person has go beyond what he sees in front of his eyes and what he sees in front of his nose, but to say that I have ability to accept and believe something which I cannot necessarily comprehend. That is why we relate to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So human beings' ability to relate to Kodesh Baruch Hu is expressed in the ability to say amen truthfully. I really believe that this is so. I really, really am able to commit to that so. So that's the power of the word amen. Every bracha that we hear, and therefore the Gemara says that the one who answers amen is greater than the one who says the bracha. The one who says the bracha, for whatever reason, is seeing it, and therefore he's responding to what he's seeing some elements of a reality. The one who says amen did not necessarily experience it himself, but he's saying, I believe in that also. So the ability to believe beyond what you experience yourself, which you can philosophize yourself and what you know yourself, that ability to go beyond that is the power of that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us, which allows us to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is a tremendous power of amen, and that's what we do every time that we say amen. So it's a very significant concept in tefillah, and we'll go through the halachos of that next week. Have a good morning. Have a good Shabbos.